Good evening. Hello and welcome to the first session of Grandfather Roy Wilson sharing his multitude of Native legends. In the preface to his autobiography, Grandfather wrote that no one knows the story of your life better than you yourself, for you alone have lived this life. Grandfather, in his own words, has lived a very rich and full life. He says there's no need to grieve at his death because he firmly believes that he has lived and experienced more than the average 10 men anywhere. And we each have our drama of life on that stage. He says, I have utterly enjoyed the uniqueness of my own life. I've made mistakes, and there have been as a whole has been beautiful and exciting. For some, the glass of life is half empty, while for others, in the same environment, it's half full. One sees it as it is light. I appreciate the connection Grandfather makes between Native American spirituality and Christian faith. Grandfather Roy is the honorary chief in his tribe. He teaches the connection of the medicine wheel and has built a Native American spiritual and cultural center on his property. Rev wrote the foreword for his book, 85 Years in Ministry, says, Grandfather's journey travels from a narrow fundamental beginning to an explosive, expansive expedition. His is truly a journey of growth and learning that never stops. He is, and always has been, continually moving, writing, and teaching. Loves people, loves creation, and loves his Cowlitz family. With that, I invite Grandfather Roy to relate the first legend in our series.
When day of hope, when day of hope, when day of, when day of hope. Clahalia, I have elected to and chose to open this series for the next few months with that old song. I think that particular song is very appropriate for what we are now doing. For it is their song that they sing to welcome a new day. And today, we're welcoming the beginning of a new day Indian legends. And so I trust that you will enjoy them. I will be giving these legends every Tuesday evening and Thursday evening. Most of my time, I'll tell a legend before I get through, but most of my time will be given an introduction to this entire series that will be taking place. I understand legends if I take some time to introduce a few things about them. So the first thing I will speak to regarding legend is, when were they told? In the longhouse, and only in the winter time, with a long, long nights and very short days, rain and snow outside, longhouse for many, many hours. And in the summertime, there's no time for legends. You've got long days, and they're real busy gathering food for the winter. Salmon, tubers, the herbs, berry picking, taking the salmon and the elk and the bear and all that the men hunt and fish for and bring in, cleaning the salmon, smoking them, storing them there up in the mountains, picking the blueberries. It's always a very, very busy time. And there's no time for storytelling in the summer. But when the rains begin to come, for the fall, late fall, winter, and early spring, that's storytelling time. And so from the next few months, just imagine in the winter time hearing the story. When we met in the longhouse for month after month and year after year, you had plenty of time to hear big, long, long stories. But since the white man came and burned our longhouses and we no longer have those, now we live like the white man. You say, oh, grandfather, my house is not a bungalow. I got a big house. I got 4,000 square feet. Tiny, tiny, bitty, bitty house. Chief Seattle, 100 people lived in his longhouse. You and I live in little, tiny, tiny houses. If I lived the way my ancestors lived, my longhouse today, there would be a neighborhood of 200 of us. Because long family, they have all of our aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews, all of us who are related in that one big house. What does that have to do with these legends? Now that we're in a gathering where we can hear the long legends, all I ever heard were the little short legends. Some of the old long hairs that I knew who lived bags that were being burnt, they could remember the old long stories being told, but they never told to us because we were never gathered in a place where it could take that time. How long were some of those stories? Well, today, our minutes or so for a story. But in those days, a story might last 3, 4, 5 days, 10, 11, 12 days. And so if the story went on for 12 days, we never heard those. Gone. But I'll be sharing with you the short ones. But what would happen on a long story? Let's say it's a story that's going for a week and a half. And you're gathered around the fire after dinner. Old grandmother or grandfather storyteller is telling the legend. And when does that storyteller know to stop? When some of the people start leaving and going off to their bed, it's 9 o'clock, or church starts at 10, so it got to be over by 11 or whatever. We were on Indian time. But when if some of them started going off to bed, or a few of them started nodding off to sleep, sitting there, sitting the story, it was time to end the story for the evening and to be continued the next day. Interesting the way that he or she, the grandmother or grandfather storyteller, would end the legend that evening. She or he would liken the legend to being like a canoe on the river, canoe at night. And so the storyteller would say words like this. Oh, you knocked wick doctor lalakak. Oh, why it ka. In other words, I will now tie up the myth legend, the legend story, like a canoe. So then the next night, when the storyteller began to open the legend, they would say, oh, you knock ik lakshawakwalakak awatak. In other words, I now will untie the myth legend. Now and then, it might be that the storyteller would start adding a little bit to it of his or her own thoughts, like we sermon. And the thing is that there'd be a lot of the old elders there. Well, they'd heard that legend many times. They heard it when they were kids, children, and then as teenagers, then as young adults. Nice. That this is not just part of the real legend. And so they might yell out, yeah, when lekatama makawahika, In other words, imagine your myth might float away on you. Well, a little bit about legends there. The other thing I'd like to share with you about legends, they have with the parables that Jesus taught. And many times in the parable, the people wouldn't understand what it meant. Even the disciples, that's recorded in the Gospels, would at times ask Jesus, what did you mean by that parable? And so it is with the Indian legends. You're going to find that you probably won't understand the teaching of a single legend that I'm telling you. So after I tell the legend, I'll have to tell you what it's all about, what the story says. I think that'll be important to you. Then it'll make it really worthwhile to you. There are two different kinds of legends. I say kinds, maybe that's not the right word, but one type is what I call it historical legends. There aren't very many of those, only a few. But the legend is really just telling about an historical event. You'll get one of those today, but you probably won't recognize that it has anything to do with history when I'm telling it. Then there are, most of the legends are moral. They would be told to teach our children and our youth the right ways of life. But it's, I'll have to give the teaching for the legend, or you wouldn't understand that it was a moral teaching legend. So kinds. Then a little more here. I'll be telling a lot of Kalas legends, but I will also be telling Puget Sound legends all across the nation. I have been in every one of the 48 states. I have served in 3 national offices in the Indian world. Many, many times I'd be on an Indian reservation. I've been not on all of them, but on many of the Indian reservations in the United States. And after our morning and afternoon events and our business with that tribe, we'd have a very short evening on business. And then the rest of the evening, we'd be listening to the old storyteller of that tribe. And so I've heard many legends from other tribes that I can share with you in the months to come. So I want to start with the first legend. This is a Kalas legend. And it goes like this. Ikswane, that's coyote, was going up the Sikikyo. That's what you call the Tootle River. Tootle is just a white man's name for it. The name's and Ikswane coyote heard a rumbling. She perked up an ear. Oh, it was Helens. Lawilala means person from whom great smoke comes. That was our name from Mount St. Helens. Lawilala, she is angry about something. All of a sudden, as he was trying to figure out, the coyote heard another rumbling, perked up the other ear. Oh, it's Takoma, Mount Rainier, real name, Takoma. Takoma's angry. Oh, and suddenly, Mount the Lawilala, she blew her top and knocked the head off of Takoma in the story. You say, oh, what a weird story. What's that all about? Well, that's an historical legend. There's no historical. Well, what is that? Well, it actually is saying that in the ancient, long, long, long ago time, there was a time where they had a simultaneous, and Mount St. Helens blew first, and all of her ash and debris and rocks went flying right towards Mount Rainier. Then Mount Rainier blew. And so it's just an historical way of saying, speaking of a simultaneous eruption between the two mountains. It took place long, long ago. Speaking of these legends, and this is a real tiny short one, and although I've told some of these legends, and I'll be telling not all of them, but a few of them I've told in the church service at Centralia. This next one is one I have never told in any church. I would probably have some people in that church would be offended that I told this story. And after I would tell it, there would some of them would think, boy, your Indian, Callous Indian ancestors, they must have had nothing but sex on their mind all the time. But it has nothing to do with sex. So in this one is titled Vulva Outraces Penis. Oh, yeah, now you know why I wouldn't tell that in the church. But whereas you probably think, oh, you people, your ancestors, well, they were really, they had sex. That legend has nothing to do with sex, not at all. Well, what is it all about, grandfather? It's about the contest between matriarchy and patriarchy. And matriarchy is always more powerful than patriarchy. The women, they can provide, create life. They can bring new life. And no man has ever been able to do that. There are all kinds of ways of showing this. And to show you today how powerful this concept was to Indian people, before the first white men came here. You take, for example, the Iroquois Confederacy with its six nations. They had representative government. In fact, they were the ones that taught Benjamin Franklin and the others who were ready to create a democracy, the idea of representative government that we still have today. That's an Indian concept. But whereas we see that all the leaders were men, all the men, there was one representative from each of the six tribes, and all the men were appointed by the women. The women chose the man that they were going to have represent them. And they had so much power that if a man didn't do represent them the way they wanted, they could immediately remove him from office. Tremendous power. When we look at our teachings that we had in our public schools, we remember when they gave the history of the United States, and they showed pictures in the textbooks of the generals meeting with the Indians with their feathered bonnets, and they were all men. But the Indian history would laugh and say, why is it only men if women were in power? Because the white man would not have anything to do with talking to and negotiating with an Indian woman. Why, even white women didn't have the power to vote in those days. They had no power. But in the Indian world, the woman had the power. And since the generals would not consider negotiating with the women, they would send their men out. And so your textbooks in the public school would show a bunch of men in their feathered bonnets. But they were all there because women put them in power. And so that legend, Vulva Outraises Penis, is just one in saying the Indian concept is that women are very, very powerful. One of the things that was lost in the white culture is we're gaining the ground. Women have the right to vote. Women today can do many things that men can do. They can be senators and members of the Congress. But we still have not come to a place of full equality between men and women in our white culture. There's still jobs that women have where men are on the same jobs, doing the same work, and the women are getting less pay than the men. That's not proper. Anyway, so much for all of that. I don't know how I'm doing on my time here. That's Toskakwa. Penny? I can't hear you, Penny. I can't hear Penny. I can't hear.
Tom, can you unmute?
Yeah, I'm not hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
I'm
excellent.
Hearing you now.
Excellent.
Did you just introduce the language?
Yeah. I wasn't keeping track of time either, but we'll know for next week. But yeah, let's take a minute and you teach me to say hello, farewell, and next week we can use those words.
Okay, you already know that word.
Yeah, hello.
That word is Klahalia.
Klahalia. That's right.
Klahalia. 13 years now, you have been learning that word. You've been saying that word. I hope in the service of the Klahalia, you all respond greatly and beautifully. But let me say a few things about that word Klahalia.
Mm-hmm.
Not only hello or greeting, it is also goodbye. And so how can that be both a greeting and a goodbye? Because the main thought in that word Klahalia, when I greet you and saying hello, I'm really greeting you basically by saying, I hope all is going well with you. So when I say goodbye, I trust all will go well with you. And so our hello and our goodbye is that kind of a greeting.
Okay.
Let me say a few words about this learning time of the language. There are more Indian tribes in the state of Washington than any of the other 49 states, because we have many small tribes here in Western Washington, like 26 small tribes. Every tribe speaks a different dialect, and consequently, how do we talk to each other? We learn through a new language that's an intertribal language. It's a very, very simple language. This word comes from the intertribal language that was learned and talked by all of our Western Washington tribes, Canadian, Western Canadian, British Columbia tribes, Alaskan tribes, all spoke this jargon, an intertribal trade language. It's a very simple language. It has about 800 total words, but if I teach you the 20 most used words, if I teach you one word each night,
that's enough for me. One.
You should be able to learn one word very easily. And in 10 weeks, you'll learn 20 words.
Okay.
And teach you the first 20 words I will teach you are the most used, commonly used words. And in 10 weeks, with those 20 words, you will be able to hold complete conversations.
I love it. Thank you.
You'll be ending up meeting each other and talking Indian to each other, and you'll be able to do it very easily.
Excellent.
Since you've already been taught the word Klahalia, and you already know that one, I want to share a phrase of three words, but it's like learning one word. And this are the three words, Hayas Sag Holly, and that Sag, S-A-G, it's not like a G Sag up here in the front of your lips, but deep down in your throat, Sag, Sag.
Okay.
Sag Holly, Hayas Sag Holly Tai-E.
Hayas Sag Holly Tai-E.
Just say, follow me, all of you. Highest.
Highest.
Sakhali.
Sakhali.
Tai.
Kai.
Tai. This is in English. Highest is something great. Sakhali is something that's up above. Above us, like a cloud is Sakhali. But Tai is chief.
Tai.
So, what you're saying, great above chief. Or in the English language, the great chief of the above. That's our word for God.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to learn that. You know now to say Klahalia.
Klahalia.
And now you learn these words, Hayas.
Hayas. Sakhali. Tai.
There you go. And next on Thursday, I'll give you another word, one word. And this language has only 7 pronouns and no articles. You notice there was no Indian word for the when I said the great chief above. There are no articles in the language. We would just say great above chief.
Great above chief. Great
chief of the above. And so with that, Klahauya.
Klahauya. Thank you, Grandfather. We'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Wonderful.
And we'll have another legend and another lesson.
Very good.
All right. Klahauya.
Klahauya.